What's going on, everybody? You've got the cardboard coach here with your boy, Coach Co. And team, today we've got a very special guest on the podcast here. We've got Josh Utai. How are you doing today? Also, actually, before I even ask you, did I butcher your name?
That's like the American way to say it.
So tell me the real name, the real way.
Yeah, the real way is Utai.
Utai.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's a Samoan way.
So you're Samoan?
Yes, sir.
I love that. Man, this could be fun. Appreciate you joining, man.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity and just having just a great discussion with you. Coach Co, man.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know Josh, I've encountered him several times at several different events. I've seen him at Gamma. I've seen him at like the Philly Card Show. Like I've seen him at so many different places, and every single time I do, he's covering some new collectible. And I love that he's got range. I think that you guys could all benefit from just hearing him chat about his collection and his journey. And really, as part of this whole role, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been noticing, but recently I've been trying to bring as many different faces in here as possible, covering so many different segments. And the purpose for doing that is to show you guys just how much is out there. Because I don't know who's going to fall in love with something that gets talked about on one of these shows. One of my favorite things I collect right now is tickets. And I've said this 2,000 times at this point, but I would have never discovered it unless I was talking to someone who was knowledgeable in the space. And I did. And I'm so happy that I did, because like now all of a sudden, like I'm going down that rabbit hole and I found like a whole new segment of the hobby that really brings me joy. And so I'm just hoping that some of these discussions also do that for you listening today. So I appreciate you, Josh, for contributing to that.
Hey, I'm glad to be here again. It's exciting. I love talking to, well, for a living, I talk to people, all different types of people, from sports to Pokemon to Marvel comics to sports memorabilia, back to fashion, sneakers to, I mean, to coins and bullion, like toys, Funko, a little bit of everything, some artwork. It's a great time. And the collectible space, man, what an array of things to collect.
Yeah, you've got some range there, man. So talk to me, like, how do you get so entrenched in the space? Like, where does that start?
Great question. One second. Let's see. So, like, back, I had to bring out the archives, but, like, I found this a long time ago. And let me just turn this off. Let me turn off this blur. So it started with this.
Nice.
Some old Pokemon.
I love right? that.
However, I don't have the grails in here anymore. I don't know what happened to the grails, but like found this, started collecting at a very young kid, watching Pokemon in the beginning. Got the Hot Wheels booklet, how to get the sleeves, right? And yeah, there's only some few ones, but man, I miss like the old ones. This is like from the jungle. I got the fossil in here too.
You got any
yeah,
rare?
some first
you have any rares in there or what?
No, like all the rares are like missing. I don't know what happened to it or what I did to it, but all the real good ones are pretty much not non-existent right now.
I saw a
But
base set Charmander in there, no?
Yeah, there's some base sets, Charmander, some Jungle Eevee. Yeah.
You know, I found kicking around my house the other day. I found the Mew promos.
Yeah.
And then I also found from the movie, I think it was like literally Pokemon the movie, if I'm not mistaken. And then I also found, do you remember those Burger King solid gold, like the Pokeballs?
Oh yeah.
I found those and I was like, man, this takes me way the hell back. Like it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun to collect in those days. Like it was fun to kind of relive some of those memories. And that was like, that was peak collecting.
Peak collecting. And it was awesome too, because I happened to be on eBay Live and jumped into some of these rips with some base sets, long stem booster packs.
Nice.
Base. If it was light, they were just gonna ship it quick, just ship it to us, so then we can go get it graded because it seemed like it could be a PSA 10. But if they were heavy, it was an automatic rip because we were trying to get the Charizard.
Yeah.
And let's just say this, after 11 hours and 18 minutes is when we finally pulled the Charizard
What?
after 141 packs in the
That's
day, last
crazy.
Friday. 141 packs. We finally pulled the Charizard. Or I jumped in and got into a pack. It was actually pretty nice. I got the Blastoise.
Oh, sick,
It
man.
looks so clean. Like once I receive it, it's automatically to PSA.
Yeah.
And then I got the Chansey right after that too. So
Oh, you
definitely.
got double hollow, man.
Yeah, so
That's
double
not
hollow.
bad.
I didn't get the number one, but I got two and
Yeah.
three out of the base set. That
That's all
was cool.
right. What's I don't understand. I was actually talking about this last weekend with someone. I don't understand why the why Venusaur gets so much hate, bro.
I
Like,
don't
how is
know
he
why.
not the third or fourth or something? Like, I also don't know how Mewtwo is not higher. Do you know? Like,
I agree. I thought the same thing. I totally agree because somebody pulled a Mewtwo and I was super excited for
yeah.
him. But if you're looking to flip, it's not really that expensive or worth the investment per se.
That's
But
crazy to me. I'm like, that was like the guy. That was.
yeah. So like even for this is just which one is this? This is one of the newly released Mewtwo's, but imagine if that was the base set, right? It's still such a clean
Yeah.
car, right?
Yeah.
But it's not one of the big boys in the entire set. I'm just like, what?
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So we're ripping Pokemon packs. I mean, that's a lot of fun. And again, like kind of reliving the childhood. What other elements have you found in like your present day to day that are kind of like mirroring like childhood collecting patterns, enjoyment patterns?
I got another
I
one for
love
you.
this. This is a show and tell episode,
I
people.
got another one for you.
I love
Got
this.
another one. Just coming in here soon.
Woo! That's crazy. That is legit crazy. How many jerseys are behind you right now?
I couldn't even tell you. And there's lots more. We might have to do another episode later on, like in another couple of weeks, because this is just one pile. This is the lot I told you about last week that I
Yeah.
had to get just to consign for. And this is taking me back memory lane right here. And I will make sure that I have like just, we're having like some old throwback, some
Damn.
Dramatic Menace. Who's your
Bennett.
team?
I'm a
Tell
Steelers guy, man.
me. You are?
Yeah, yeah,
Man.
yeah.
Oh, you want to see a throwback
Oh,
then.
that's nasty. You know, I actually met him at the National. It was the craziest experience, honest to God. So I was in the back room with a friend of mine, and we were just like walking back while people were signing, and he had to actually talk to someone. And there I see Troy Polamalu, okay? And I'm like inside, I'm kind of like, holy shit, But I'm trying to act like I've been there before. I'm
Yeah, you
trying,
didn't want to be a fanboy, huh?
you know what I'm saying?
You
Like,
didn't want to be a
I'm
fanboy.
like, I'm trying real hard to act like I've been there before. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like I'm not even gonna say anything, right? Like I'm not gonna be that guy that like, oh, like, and so he happens to know my friend and they start chatting. And probably like 2 or 3 minutes into the conversation with my friend, Troy Polamalu looks me in the eyes, extends his hand, and he says, "I'm so rude, I didn't introduce myself. My name's Troy." And I was like, what? This guy, no last name, just like, my name's Troy. I'm actually being rude because I didn't introduce myself. And I was like, that is, and inside again, I was like, oh, like, and
Your heart is melting. You're
I
like,
didn't mention the fact that I knew who he was. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh my God, you're it's a great work. I just kind of like let him be. But it was definitely one of those moments where I was like, I can't believe that just happened to me.
right.
So that the fact that you just brought out a Troy Polamalu jersey is like that's everything. That's funny, man. That's
Oh, I
crazy.
love it. So, like a bunch of this, these are all brand, like, not brand new, but they are all like pre-owned used because
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
some wear and tear, but we're talking about we got Trojans, we got the Redskins, like just everyone you
Had
can think of.
Redskins once, but like, I mean, I'm sure that's worth more because they're not even called that anymore.
Oh yeah, Sean Taylor, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, there's some good ones in here, and I'm excited to share with the world about it, like this whole collection. So there's so much in here.
There's a lot of fun stuff there.
Oh, a lot. Like, this is the ones I'm like, okay, I like, can't go wrong with the Montanas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got a lot coming in. A lot of hot stuff.
That's
More to
nice.
come. There's NASCAR. We just got like a lot of vintage things too. There's just hot lava coming in.
So
A
like
lot.
every day you see some fun stuff.
Oh, by far. I open up in a box and I just think about, as a kid growing up of, Arian Foster, who used to play for the, Houston Texans back during that time, and he balled out. You see
Yeah.
Sean Taylor. Oh, I even have a, and I'm a USC Trojans fan, of course.
Nice.
Look what I found. A Miami one. I
Hey.
said, what? And there's just so much more. And I'm just going back memory lane about all these guys, man.
It's funny
And
because growing up, like, I know I was encouraged because, like, I have a pretty extensive jersey collection at home, too. And my parents were very much like, if I'm going to buy you a jersey, it's got to be of a guy who's going to be on the team for a long time. And for me, it was like, I didn't really care about that. Like for me, it was like if I had a really special moment watching that player, or I remember, I mean, yeah, if I had a really special moment watching that player, I was like, that would be enough for me to like rep this guy's jersey, not just this season. Like, I don't care if he gets traded next season. Like, I'm gonna remember him playing for that team, wearing this jersey for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like, I've got Sidney Crosby's jersey, like during his rookie season, and I'll never forget. It's like the black jersey with like the gold. It was like before they went like retro and then came back, and it's like old school CCM, so like it's like huge on me. And I remember watching him on a line with Lemieux and Palfy coming out the gate, and I'm like, that just brings me back to where I was in life. It brings me back to, being a little kid, like being so, like, this was everything for me. And I remember watching him go back and forth with Ovi on who's gonna win the Calder. It was, yeah, it's incredible what kind of memories come from some of these collectibles.
1000%. And it's awesome to go through it. And you just keep, especially that moment, like you said. So when I see a jersey, I'm just like, it just takes me to a time when I was a kid watching TV and watching a specific game or a specific play. On top of that, maybe playing NCAA or Madden, right? When
Yeah.
they used to be part of that. And man, especially gaming. I used to game so much younger. I think most folks are, but it's crazy to think about how growing up in that generation and how parents and other people's parents, most of the time, probably 99% of the time, said, "You need to get out. This is a waste of your time. You're
You need to
not going to
get a
make any money.
job.
Get a job. You need to get to school, get an education." And now I'm like, man, do you see these people streaming and playing Fortnite?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Several.
I was
A
just
plus
talking to
other.
someone yesterday about like it's just crazy that there's like 16, 17, 8-year-old kids play video games and are millionaires. Like they're just really
The
good and
is
people love
streaming.
watching them play and they want to be along for the journey. Like
Yes.
Sketch, like Sketch.
Right? Saw him over at Fanatics Fest and he was fun, but it's crazy to see that younger generation versus the older generation. His fan club was just chasing after him like crazy. Anytime anyone noticed him, he has this whole security group surrounding him, but we're talking about like all these kids and teenagers just running after him.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's wild. So talk to me a little bit about your personal collection. Like, what does that consist of? Like, I know you've got some range. Like, you deal with a lot of range, but like, I know that you also collect range. So like, I want to know, like, what are you looking for right now? What do you have?
That's actually a great question. And I think just for me, it is a range. I don't have like one specific thing all the time because it just changes. That's why I
Yeah.
love collectibles. I love too many things, which is why in my professional career, like where I'm at, I love it all, and I'm always interested to learn more. So see, let me see what I can get for you real quick. This is coming from the collection.
I love this. This is the show and tell episode, and I am here for it. He's gone missing. This is gonna be a good one. I can feel it.
So one of the things I've been doing a lot is trying to collect more of these the artwork for Funkos, right?
Yeah.
The custom pieces.
Damn.
So there is just the actual Funko, but like look at the artwork that it comes.
That's really cool. So wait, does someone like draw on that?
Yeah, someone actually draws on the actual, so in this hard case, you'll see the artwork being drawn on the actual Funko box.
Yeah.
And so that's how all that works.
That is so cool.
And yeah. Hey, shout out to Toy Cabal. Like, go visit his store. He does his eBay lives. He's also on some other platforms, but he has some great stuff for you. And then even over here, I'm a huge anime geek. So that's why
Love,
there's
love it. Dragon
Dragon
Ball,
Ball Z
man.
right
Dragon
here.
Ball Z is the best.
I got Hunter and Hunter for all my Hunter and Hunter fans that are out there. This was signed by the voice actor, but yeah, this is a great anime. If you don't know, check it out.
I
It's
love
on Netflix or Crunchyroll.
that. This guy's showing the people, making sure that they get access.
And then right here too, just like with Disney Lorcana, I got the chase Mufasa. This is the enchanted chase. This is like the one that you want to get out of the latest release in Shimmering Skies. Got that bad boy.
Have you played Lorcana?
I have.
Yeah.
I haven't played the two latest ones, but the earlier one.
I think it's the same concept though, isn't it?
Yeah, they just add a little bit more to it, like the lands piece, but what came in Inklings, I think,
Yeah.
or something like that. But I played one without the lands right before they iterated using the lands
It's
cards.
been
But
very interesting to like watch like a TCG actually play out. You know what I mean? And like the game being built and like I remember that happening with like Yu-Gi-Oh, where first it was like just free for all. Then there was like they had to sacrifice for summons. Then there was
Oh, it got very technical.
I went now there's like links and like it's crazy now. It's wild. It's like playing from like out of play and bringing them back in play. Like it's just like it's wild to watch a TCG like evolve. That's one of the reasons why I asked about Lorcana is because when we were at Gamma, I picked it up a little bit and I was like, oh, this is like actually really fun. And I actually got like I got one of those promo cards that they were giving out, autographed by the creator of Lorcana. So that one's pretty cool. It's in my PC
Oh,
now.
nice.
Yeah. But I remember just like I'm like, oh, this is like picking up a little bit. And I just saw a few releases later. And I was like, okay, now it's like not completely different, but they've definitely added some components where I'm like, okay, you would need these new cards in order to understand that accordingly.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's funny that you bring it up about the gameplay. I was watching the UK tournament that they had on Twitch. And it was amazing to watch. It was the final four, semifinals. So just watching the gameplay and this guy's deck and how he built it up to a point that it was just amazing to watch. And I need to learn more about it
Yeah.
because the game was for his strategy was just getting the most cards that he can always get. And so I forgot what they refer it to, but I call it mana from Magic the
Yeah,
Gathering,
me
right?
too. You played
And
Magic?
I used to a lot. I used to have a
Bro.
undead
Yeah.
zombie deck. Yeah.
Have you tried to get back into it since Commander or no?
No, I have not. I
Bro.
did want to get back into it with the Lord of the Rings because I do love Lord of the Rings for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, man. I haven't played competitively in like a long time. I have a commander deck somewhere. It's like it might be at my parents' place right now.
Mine is
Every
somewhere. I'm trying to find that sucker.
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy because I like when I came back into Magic, like I don't know, recently, like probably like last year, after being out for like 15, 16 years, I like watching a lot of the cards that I own like actually be worth money because they were like not banned anymore, or like they were no longer like standard. Because usually when standard cards kind of they when they used to get out of standard, they weren't worth as much, right? So you basically have like 3 months where the card's very expensive, and then the minute that card kind of gets out of the rotation, if you're playing regularly, like it's not worth a lot of money. And so like seeing like Chromox like be what it was, and like I had like some pretty fun stuff coming out of there. I was like, yo, this is crazy, man. Like even like
Is it
Sliver
not fun?
Overlord and stuff.
Yeah, it's super. Just to see the gameplay, I do like it got more technical, but I just think it kind of that's how you lost people because it got super technical, right? And I don't, hey, shout out because like going to Gamma, going to Gen Con, wow. I love to see the different crowds, especially Gamma being more of a B2B type of event. But wow, that game night was amazing.
Yeah, it was wild.
Like, we're talking about all these higher up folks just playing tabletop gaming, and it was a unreal show up event of a bunch of adults playing games.
Yeah,
Like, no kids. There was no
exactly.
teenagers. These were all grown adults playing games.
Yeah, it was insane.
And Gen Con, whole nother level. About what? 80,000 people, 70,000 people of just coming into Indianapolis and just playing board games on top of board games. One of those board games I got, like the Zombie Burrito. Not sure if you ever
Nice.
guys played the
No.
Sumo Burrito. Like
No.
basically it's like tag. It's like the first one to get it depending on how what cards you pick up and stuff. And so you
Really?
have to go get the burrito. It's basically in the middle of the table. And then you grab it and you throw it at somebody. And
That's
then
funny.
if you hit them, they lose a life. Just kind of depending. There's like a lot of other variables of it. But the point is, you pick up the burrito and you have to hit somebody.
This
It's so much fun.
bringing all board games now. I love this.
Yeah. And it's cool about this. They only made a, they brought the collectibles piece. We've been working with them. This is Exploding Kittens. And we did bring up about a, you guys should make it more collectible. Oh, I mean, basically you put a sticker on, you have a limited edition that you can buy, limited amount that you can purchase. So they made 2,000 out of one. I got 18 out of 2,000. I was like, thank you.
Love that. That's the goth edition.
Yeah, right?
I see
Look at
that.
that sticker. But
Nice.
like, see right here, it's just basically playing tag with the burrito.
So I mean, you have a limited edition one, so you're keeping that thing sealed though.
I am. I have one that's open. We already have just a regular sumo one, so that
Have
one's open.
you how many people have you hit with
Oh, too many. Too many victims.
that
But
thing?
I was a victim too to this thing, man. It's too legit, especially if you're just caught slipping. And yeah, imagine you and me playing this and there's a bunch of other like guys from the nationals.
Just get wrecked.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Collecticon, you mentioned like the Gammas, and I've seen you at like the National. Of all those shows, what would you say is your favorite one and why?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think hands down, nothing can beat, can't necessarily say can't beat, but it is a toss-up for me either from the southwest of San Diego Comic-Con or the
Nice.
northeast of New York Comic-Con.
So it was both Comic-Con for you.
Yeah, I absolutely love them. There's just so much happening all at once. I think they have their differences because they are run differently by two different type of enterprises. Actually, one is an actual enterprise, the other one is a nonprofit. And that one that's a nonprofit has been running it for what, 40 years, 30 years, something very, yeah, a long time. And they've been trying to keep it to, they're trying not to get commercialized too much. They try to keep it how it always was with the artists, with showing up for the comic artists and everyone with it without having to spend a lot of money in like the commercial side. But then you can't, it's hard, right? They always are battling because there's all these sponsors that want to get into San Diego and they know, right? Because there's traffic coming in. But they're trying to keep it original still and not trying to lose themselves. And, you know, hey, you just got bought out and now everyone is just, you know, but it's great over there. And then New York Comic Con, man, let's just say that's a crowd. They fill up the Javits Center. So many different people around the world too. It's I don't is this tough? Because I love the New York side and then there's San Diego side. San Diego, come on, there's nothing that's beating July, summertime in San Diego. And one thing that separates itself is that there is the convention center. You have to have a ticket to get in, of course, which is very hard because they sell out very quickly. And then the whole entire city is just so expensive because it's shut down for San Diego Comic Con. And but what is awesome, if you don't get a ticket, the whole downtown area is just for San Diego Comic Con. So you'll have all your sponsors, your endorsements, everyone that is not even in the show. They create a show and a vibe outside of all of downtown. So you can go to every gas lamp possible. It's all like San Diego Comic Con type of theme. The whole city's some kind of theme related to comic books or upcoming releases for TV shows, movies, right? So much going on downtown. So that's a vibe in itself. And of course, you're in San Diego, so it's paradise. You want to be outside. Sometimes when you're in the convention for too long, it gets exhausting. But man, go take the ferry. Get on the ferry, go to some other part of the island or somewhere. Coronado Island, beautiful. Travel there for a second, then come back over just to use the ferry as an excuse. Gorgeous. And you get to see all the other sponsors that's going on, all the hotels. You're just like, hey, I need to make sure I look up this TV show coming up soon. So that's what happened a year ago. Like Shogun was about to be released. You just see all over Hulu, Shogun. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, me and my lady, we watch Shogun. Phenomenal. What a great
I
TV show.
love
And
that.
I probably would have never watched it if I never saw it on the Marriott Hotel, I think. And it was just saying, Shogun,
So you're
save
saying
it.
they're just everywhere with it? The advertisements.
The advertisements is insane in San Diego. Like, and we've talked to the show people before, and you need to plan like over a year ago, and to get spots within the show itself is insane. Like it's such a backup. Like if you lose your spot, you're never getting your spot again. If you don't like want to be a vendor anymore, crucial mistake because it's hard to get one again.
So you side with like the other, like the collectibles, the more of the experience, I think, versus the collectibles. I'm like, am I right in saying that?
Well, the experience, I love an experience moment. But with the collectibles piece, man, you go into these shows. Have you ever been? I didn't
Never,
ask. I apologize.
never.
Oh
Nope.
my
Yeah,
goodness.
never.
Everybody needs to go to a New York or a San Diego Comic Con at least once. Not even or each one at least once in their life just to see the experience part. There's the experience part, but there's definitely a collecting part. That part is really, really hard. You got to get the prime real estate ticket holder so you can beat all the lines, get in there earlier than everyone else. Because when you're waiting, and you just got to know what you want to buy. Because if you don't, and you're just trying to roam around, you're basically going to lose out on what you're trying to buy. But that's the one thing I've always heard of feedback from a lot of collectors is the people that are getting all the great stuff are the flippers, right? It's no longer just the enthusiast collector anymore because they are just there to collect. They just there for the show. However, the investors, the flippers, right? They have the money that they're making off getting into this. So each year they are coming in to grab everybody, what everybody wants. They sell out really quick. Next thing you know, you see those items being sold on eBay, right? For double, triple the amount. Or they're sitting on the sideline saying, "Hey, we have this Funko. Oh, hey, we have, this collectible toy from McFarlane Toys that was signed
Yeah.
by Todd McFarlane himself. Sold out. They got it for $30. Now they're selling it for $200 on the first day. And then,
Yeah.
it decreases in value for each day of the con." But
Yeah.
that's where I don't agree with it, because it does take away from the enthusiasts in a way. And they have no idea, especially first timers. You're like, "Oh, I've never been, and this is their first time ever." Now they're spending $200 on something that could have been $30, but they never knew. But then the flippers do, because they're there every year and they're just.
So, like, what kind of stuff are you referring to when you say, like,
Yeah, great question. Because so there's different like toy companies that have very San Diego or New York Comic Con exclusives. A lot,
and those would be very desirable at this event, I guess.
very
Okay.
desirable.
Okay.
So there's the Funkos of the world, of course. That's definitely one of the number one items, hot lists that most people will run to. There's NECA. They do a lot of different releases every single year from every type of IP, but they're very, it's very minimum quantity of how many they produce. So it could be 100 of them, 50 of them to 200. And then they always have a limited amount of how many they sell per day as well.
Cool.
Kid Robot. Yeah, I can, Good Smile. So a lot of these companies, or even comic book publishers, they have a very limited amount of like these newly sought out releases that are being released per day at 1 hour or whatever it might be, and people are just lining up,
That's
right?
crazy.
Last year, when MetaZoo was still around, they did a Hello Kitty release, and that was the longest line every single day for like the promos that they had, because they were
Yeah.
only at San Diego Comic Con and that was it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get it again.
I feel like those Mike, I don't want anyone to go pump Metazoo, but like they could be worth money. It's like even as a failed project, do you know? Like I
I
don't,
agree.
because like that's kind of unique, right? Like,
Oh, I have several boxes just hanging out over here, just waiting.
yeah. That's funny. That's funny. He took a stab on it. I was like, it sounds like something that you would like at least have your hand in and see what happens.
Because I think it's good enough, because I feel like the fans, there was enough fan base, enough audience that were playing the game and collecting the game
Yeah.
to keep the game running. I'm not sure if, if it ever has a emergence, but if it does, like, hopefully you have your boxes.
Yeah,
The
exactly.
cards, though. I don't want to say this. You didn't hear from me. Don't take it. It's just an opinion. Keep your cards, hold your cards, or you can hit me up and give me your cards.
That's hilarious. I've never even seen them, to be honest. Like, I guess I in my hand, I mean, like I've only ever seen them online.
Really? Okay,
Yeah.
next time I come, we'll rip a box together. How
Yeah.
about that'll be fun.
That would be fun.
And I'm not like huge. I wasn't like too big into it, so I don't know a lot of the characters. But I did get some like limited editions that I'm just keeping just to keep.
Is it the
But
Mothman?
I think I did get the Mothman. I got several different ones that were very
Well, you're
exclusive.
just holding these things because you see what happened with Pokemon and you don't have your holos anymore.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now I'm not trying to make the same mistake again, right? I'm trying to resolve that issue.
Yeah.
Especially with, well, same thing with Magic. Could you
Yeah,
imagine?
I know. I know. It's honestly, it's just crazy, right? Because like, and I see these instances all like all the time. Even if you look at Shohei Ohtani, right? Like he just had an all-time high sale. I think it was yesterday. And if you were to ask anybody 2018, 2019, everyone's like, get out now. This is like the hype is over. He got injured. He was gonna miss a full season, comes back in 2021. Wins an MVP. Well, he came back before that, but he wins an MVP in 2021. Now people are like, okay, this is the top. This guy can't have longevity. You know, he can't pitch and hit. It's going to be really hard. Second, 2022 doesn't win the MVP, but he gets voting. 2023 wins it. They're like, okay, unbelievable pitcher, unbelievable hitter, but now he's got Tommy John again, and so like he's never going to pitch again. So the reason why I'm painting this whole narrative is because like items in a collection, they always do, they do this. They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. Everyone's like sell, sell, sell. Everyone's like buy, buy, buy. And it's just impossible to know like where you fall in that. And so if you truly just like own stuff and you're like, if it happens, it happens. If not, who cares? You know, kind of like what you're saying with this, then I mean, who cares, right? But if you're constantly watching and having to make those decisions every day, like, is this a top? Is this a top? Is this a top? It's impossible to know, and it's impossible to time that stuff. Like, and that's just agony, man.
Let me add to this. So you have to be. You're familiar with the Menendez brothers, right?
Bro, I just posted a video this morning. You know that?
Oh, okay.
I swear to God. Well, so a month ago, I was like, I just said it. Like, I'm like, I'm not trying to pump this thing in any way, shape, or form because this card is everywhere, like everywhere. And everyone collected in the 90s. And so I guarantee you, even people who don't know anything about collectibles own like 20 of these. You know, even if they stopped in like 94. And I was like, listen, there's a Netflix show coming out about the Menendez brothers. The Dahmer one did really well. And like people were dressing up like him for
Really well,
Halloween. People
like
were dressing up like him for Halloween,
extremely
you know?
well for
Yes.
how, you know, the
Yes.
concept and the
And
context
so
behind
I
that.
was like, if
Very
that
dark.
happens with the Menendez one, I mean, this card is kind of cool. He's sitting in the background, or they're sitting courtside behind Mark Jackson. You know what I mean? Kind of cool. And at the time, people were like, oh no, it already had its run up. You're an idiot. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not saying to buy them. I'm just asking, do we think this could happen? And I just saw, I think it was yesterday, a PSA 10 sold for like $500. And I'm like,
I will say right now, and it can still go because I don't think a lot of people realize what that show is on Netflix, you know?
bro,
And
it hit 12 million views. Or 12 million watchers in like the first weekend.
right?
It's number
Crazy.
one on Netflix. It's like top 10 in 89 countries. I looked it up this morning. I was like, this is, I told
And
you
it's
this.
not dying out because even with that 12 million people, you know, they were the first ones, and now you're about to see that halo effect of
Well, because now
every.
everyone's gonna be like, yo, you need to watch this. This is
No.
crazy. You know, like
Well, that $500 PSA 10 is about to be double that or
I
triple that.
watched. It's funny, I knew about it the day it was coming out because I was excited to watch it because like I love that director's stuff. Like the Dahmer thing was unbelievable. I couldn't believe how he told both sides of the story and like kind of made you like empathize a little bit with him. Like, and I was like, if he tells that with the Menendez brothers, like that could get like really hectic. And I think I'm on the last episode. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But there was another person that showed up in the episode I just watched that I was like, I wonder if his stuff gets a little bit of a run up. Because then
Ooh.
when I saw him in the episode, I was like, yo, I didn't even know that they were friends. And they shared, and again, I'm not trying to ruin it for anybody. They shared like a person in common. Have you watched the whole thing?
I've not watched the whole thing yet.
Oh, damn. Okay, cool.
I'm
So
still
yeah, there's one of the episodes I watched.
okay.
There's like there's someone makes a like an appearance that I was not expecting, and so I actually digged more. I dug more into the story, like, and I went down the rabbit hole, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, and there haven't been any action items for me. Like even with the hoops card, like I wasn't telling anyone to buy it. I wasn't gonna buy them. I wasn't gonna sell them. I just thought it'd be really cool to watch this experiment almost, where everyone's consuming this content and let's see how people react. Let's see the Halloween costumes. Let's see the, do you know what I mean? Let's see
Oh yeah.
the babies born Lyle and like trippy shit like that. Like that's the kind of stuff that I want to see, but we'll see. It's gonna be very
What a great
interesting.
time too for them because they did it about what a year ago, right around when they released Dahmer, and
Yeah.
it's right. near
By
Halloween season.
Halloween, it's like enough time to get into like spooky season, right? Like, and it's like fall, the weather's getting a little
Oh
cooler,
yeah.
like people are gonna be indoors, like
Watch, watch, watch. Yeah.
yeah, it's gonna be great. I think it, I mean, it's funny because I was so excited to watch it, and my girlfriend doesn't really watch like scary stuff or,
Mine neither.
and
She's not into
I was like, hey, I really want to watch this. I'll watch it without you if you want, but like we can watch it together and you can see like. And the first episode she watched it, she's like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, well, do you want to watch another one? And she's like, yeah. I was like, yes. I was
She
like,
was the same
yes,
way. She
let's
goes at first,
go.
oh, what do you want to watch? And then watch one, and then we can watch another. It's just one of those shows that you just keep binging, and it's
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty good. But yeah, man, it's just crazy, like collectibles and just how little events impact people
and I do
wanting to
want to
own
make
stuff.
that. So with everyone with collectibles, this is what's so great about this, and what you were saying, it's so hard to predict things
Yeah.
on what art is going to increase or anything that's valuable, like jerseys, for example.
Yeah.
Anything like when somebody, like heaven forbid, but like it's crazy to see when someone does pass away
Oh, yeah.
and it's mind-boggling, right? And for some reason, all their stuff just happens to jump up, and I'm
It's
like, wow, I can't believe
insane.
people are monetizing off, you know, like it's
Yeah,
mind-boggling.
well, like Johnny Gaudreau, like, you know, rest in peace, he just passed. But like, I watched all of his stuff across the board. Everyone wanted to own like a Calgary Flames Johnny Gaudreau jersey because like that's where his jersey was gonna be retired. And that's like that, like, he was like heart and soul for that fan base. And his cards were going bonkers. And I was just like, what is happening right now? It was crazy, and it happens all the time. I remember it happening with like when Pelé died. I remember watching it with like Maradona dying. It's just like people not getting their flowers until like they're no longer there almost, you know? Like it's just insane. Kobe stuff, when Kobe passed, it went nuclear.
Oh, hurting. Yeah.
Nuclear, man.
Nuclear.
But it's yeah, it's crazy.
Then there's that, right? And then some of these other variables, TV shows, right? Like these Netflix shows in series, or even if it's on Prime or Max. You name it, even on Disney Plus, right? Dude, that X-Men 97, I'm telling you, man, oh my gosh,
Well,
that's
like
been
One Piece went nuclear because of
true.
the because of the Netflix, because like One Piece has been around forever,
Forever.
right? And like, but it just went absolutely nuclear when it went on Netflix.
Oh yeah. So that's two. I have like a Gold D. Roger Funko exclusive. So this is like one of those ones I've
Nice.
been talking about. So with Funko, so San Diego Comic-Con, right? So they were giving out these prototypes. Not sure if you're familiar with prototypes, but
Yeah.
highly thought out, very expensive most of the time, depending on which ones you get. So I haven't opened up mine yet, right? Because I'm just like, oh, I don't know what I want. And I'm like, and sometimes
it
like right
sealed.
now, like
Keep it sealed.
I could probably get more is sealed. It's just like if you open up a box and you get nothing, right?
Nothing. Yeah, exactly.
It's depending on this character. Like right now, the value is very high still because it hasn't been opened.
Yeah.
It could be exponentially more if it's the right ones, or
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. Keep
And
that stuff sealed, man.
then this is like one of the other ones, like the Gold D. Rogers out of 3,500.
It's very cool.
Oh man, like my collection, like of Camp and the Blacklight Party, San Diego, Funko Parties, unreal.
It's
An
crazy.
event that must be seen and witnessed by all in the world. Like, if you can be at a Super Bowl party, like, dude, this is insane to me. It's hard to put it in words, but I'm gonna send you some videos one of these times just so you can witness the passion, the oh,
You have to.
it's mind-boggling.
You have
So
to.
shout out to everyone that can go and attend these shows. I know it's very hard and exclusive to get those tickets, but man, everyone needs to figure out how to get in one.
I love that. Brother, I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience and just sharing your love for so many different collectibles. And it really gave me an opportunity to get to know you better, and everyone else got a little bit of a glimpse of just how passionate you are in this space across multiple different shows and across multiple different collectibles categories. So I really appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate it again. Glad to be here. Hopefully it's not my last, but
No
if there is
chance.
another chance, more to come to show the world, love it.
Love that, brother.
Love it.
Team, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode featuring myself and Josh Utai.
I love it.
I hope you
Love
have a
it.
wonderful rest of the day. Coach Co and Josh are out of here. Take care.